Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today is a very special reunion 2020 episode. What is that? That's when I had a guest on in the past, and I liked him so much I had to bring him right on back. So today's special return guest is Adam Blumenthal, and he's the Managing Director over at College Funding Evolution. Adam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be back on.
So definitely had to tap you on the shoulder for this one. A lot of uncertainty going on over there, and you're the guy to ask this question. You know how the coronavirus is going to affect college admissions and financial aid. So I want to get into that with you. But before we do, I don't want to assume all our new listeners caught your first episode. So start off by telling us a little bit more about what you're doing over at College Funding Evolution, please.
Sure, I appreciate it. So mainly, College Funding Evolution was really founded as like a turnkey. I'd call it an urgency-based marketing system, kind of designed to meet needs of financial advisors looking to reinvigorate or even jumpstart their careers in the financial services. We mainly train financial advisors across the country who have clients of what we call late-stage high school. When I say late-stage, it's parents of high school kids that are looking to be college-bound. And then we've created some software which will help project out financial aid packages for them. So instead of working directly with families, what we do is we train financial advisors who directly work with families. So we have a broader net to cast and just try and help more families navigate this crazy college admissions and financial aid process.
So speaking of crazy process and crazy times, I think that's a great transition. Let's get into what you've been dealing with in your shoes of financial aid, given what's going on in the world today.
So mainly, I'll give you a couple of tips. I kind of like to break it down between seniors and then juniors and below. Mainly right now, it's just chaos right now. There's a lot of different things going on with confusion. You know, even starting out with seniors in high school, obviously many seniors are worried about how everything could impact their current admissions decision. One Ivy League school we talked to, they even tweeted out that the coronavirus outbreak effects have zero impact and evaluate applications to the university. Every application is going to receive full consideration. So I think that's extremely important just for them to understand that this isn't going to be like, oh, they're going to start cherry picking what they're doing with applications. Also for seniors is a big thing. A lot of them have already been admitted to next year's fall semester. Many of the schools are actually now canceling their admitted student weekends. So one other private university announced last Friday that spring students admitted their student weekend is actually being canceled and actually going to occur online. So it's a little craziness. These cancellations are accompanying announcements of classes, study abroad programs, many colleges sending their students home until further notice, and that further notice every day is turning into, we're just not bringing you back on campus till the end of the year. So it's just been absolute mayhem, I guess is the best way to put it, in regards to what's going on in the world right now, especially for colleges.
And so what, let's take it a step further, and obviously a lot of these are unknown, so this will be out within, so we're recording this, today is March 16th, and this will be out within 5 business days, so you'll be out by Friday, so a lot of this stuff isn't going to be solved. But that being said, if you had your crystal ball, and if this was kind of the new norm of certain things, I mean, what do you think is going to be the transition? To me, I mean, the obvious would be it's just going to be a lot more stuff online, like it's not going to stop. A lot of things are just going to go online. I mean, what's your kind of vantage point on that?
Yeah, there's, you know, I guess I always look at it as what eyes am I looking at through? Am I looking through what I just kind of talked about, seniors, or if I'm looking at like juniors and below? In my opinion, as you were saying before, juniors and below, many students are kind of, I feel like they're being left confused and frustrated with what's even just the recent March SAT test this past weekend were canceled and a lot of them even rescheduled. The first thing I would say is students and parents should definitely visit the College Board website to keep up to date on all the test center closures as well as future scheduling opportunities. My personal opinion is just the demand they're going to have to do and add more testing opportunities than they traditionally do from the SAT and ACT. But in addition, as we said before, more and more of these colleges are closing their campuses to the end of the semester, even into the summer. So many of the high school students are left, you know, they're canceling their spring break college visits. So a lot of parents, that's what they call me and say, okay, Adam, what are we doing with, you know, no concrete information moving forward? They're going to have to, like you said, go to look online and view the school. So I've got a couple potential solutions for that. First, I would highly recommend a couple websites, youvisit.com, youvisit.com, and collegetours.com. Both of those are websites that offer a unique opportunity to tour the prospective campuses virtually. I know a lot of high school, probably the parents don't, but a lot of high school kids have those VR sets, and those actually are able to do a full virtual reality visit, which is awesome. I've had a chance to do a few of those. And most especially on UVisit, you put on your VR headset, load it up, and next thing you know, you feel like you're walking around on the campus. They're amazing. So that's one. The other thing I would say also is go directly to the websites of the high schools. I should say even colleges, for that matter. They offer virtual tours on the actual website of the college campuses, and then they have the most up-to-date information. There's a lot of, you know, I contribute to a lot of online different podcasts and a lot of online paying for college 101 on Facebook, all these other ones. And there's a lot of really good information, but unfortunately there's a lot of bad information, a lot of rumors and panic tones. So look to the experts, look to the college funding experts that are part of, you know, we have an organization called the College Authority. That's one to look for, as well as just candidly going directly right to the websites of the colleges. They're going to be the ones who, as you said, with the changing landscape, go directly to the source. That would be my advice.
No, I love it, and it just it's crazy to think that you know, all of the students that are affected right now that are just starting. I mean, it's like oh this is like I feel so bad for some of them, like for not being able to have that whole, you know, college experience for like the student, the freshman day, all these other things, and it may be the new norm. And you know, obviously everybody's going to work to kind of fix it and to do what they can, but the online portion of it like that. So not to say it as an understatement, but I think that VR thing is really cool that you mentioned. I kind of want to do that for fun. I mean, it's just like to see the college campus and to see what, obviously I'm not applying anywhere, but it just sounds like an amazing idea and something for the students to still have that bit of engagement while they're making those decisions.
Well, to your point, I totally agree, where you now, good or bad, in 2020, you're able to do a lot more things web-based, virtual. Think about 10 years ago, this never been able to happen. Send the kids home, and that's it. You know, now kids are doing, you know, go to meetings, they're going Zoom calls, they're doing, you know, I have a 4-year-old daughter's age and a 10-year-old son's age, and they literally are having classes virtual on Zoom, go to meetings, they're able to study remotely, you know, even for kids that young, as well as high school and college kids. What I feel really bad for, I used to be an athlete, was the kids who are lacrosse players or track and field, or even, you know, even in high school, they're baseball, they're losing softball, they're losing their whole, most likely their whole senior season. And I think that's something just as sad and unfortunate as the whole college admission side. Like you said before, the admission side is going to happen. They're going to be able to apply. They're going to have different test dates. They're going to be able to do virtual tours. My personal opinion is this summer, wherever parents like usually is like not even thinking about college, now is going to become like spring break. So like the spring break college tours, as long as hopefully everything passes with the virus, summer is going to be the new spring break. So these schools are going to probably do a lot of things in the summer, in my opinion, to be able to accommodate potentially future high school kids for campus visits, doing tours, you know, guided tours, all that kind of stuff. I think it's just candidly going to be pushed back a few months, and that'd probably be the quickest way to help handle it. So I just think parents who are listening to this should definitely understand that, hey, start now planning for a joke around the money you're saving. So I'm not going on spring break right now. Use that for a summer tour, because that's most likely the next chance you're going to get to be able to go physically step on campus.
So I want you to repeat those two websites, those resources for the parents listening. So can you give us the virtual tour one and the other one just one more time, please?
Sure. Youvisit.com and collegetours.com. Those are specifically for the virtual tours. The one other website I would tell you, and I'm a little biased because I create a lot of content for me, thecollegeauthority.com. We give a 2-minute video every single week. There's probably about 80 of them up there for the last year and a half. On just everything and anything up to date about college admissions and financial aid, completely free website. You go on collegeauthority.com, click for resources. There's a free tip of the week every week, and I think we get a lot of feedback. We get probably 800 to over 1 million clicks on that just because it's good free content. So that's something for families to take a look at as well.
That's awesome. So, Adam, and I really appreciate you coming on back on the show. If somebody's listening to this and they do want more information on college funding evolution, what's the best way for them to learn more about what you do?
Sure. I think the easiest way is either go to collegefundingevolution.com or you can follow me on Twitter, Adam H. Blumenthal, and Facebook as well. I put out a lot of free content there. And then just all my contact information is everywhere, but you can go to collegefundingevolution.com.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Adam, really appreciate you coming back on the show for this Reunion 2020 episode. Unfortunate the subject and topic, but that being said, you did an amazing job, gave the parents out there a lot of resources, so I really appreciate you adding that value to the audience, for the audience and myself. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there. But and leave some comments in the comment section. Love to know what you thought and know what you have going on in your end of the world. And Adam, thanks again for coming back on the show.